All right, so Apple just made its first CEO change in 15 years. Tim Cook is out as CEO, John Ternus is in, and I keep thinking about the sheer scale of what's being handed off here.
When Cook took over in 2011, Apple was worth roughly $350 billion. By the time Ternus stepped in on September 1st, that number had grown to more than $4.5 trillion. Reuters put the value Cook added at around $3.6 trillion.
That's a staggering run. And the handoff itself was unusually deliberate, wasn't it?
Very. Apple announced it on April 20th, 2026, more than 4 months before the effective date. The board approved it unanimously and described it as a long-term succession planning process, not a sudden shakeup.
So not a crisis move. Now, the key idea here is who they picked. Ternus wasn't a software or AI executive. He was Apple's senior vice president of hardware engineering.
Exactly. A 25-year Apple insider. He's overseen multiple iPhone generations. Reuters called it choosing another insider while Apple navigates an industry reshaped by AI. That tension is real.
And analysts are split on whether a hardware-focused CEO can close Apple's AI gap.
They are, but the market's initial read was positive. Shares rose 2.2% on September 1st. For everyone watching, the takeaway is that the board made a deliberate bet: hardware excellence first, AI integration second.